flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Fast break. Austin off to Zach. Flying windmill jam, and the game is tied at 52. Panthers into the forecourt. Low drives, kicks it out to the corner. Head fake by Austin. Three ball in the air.
Bucket.
Yes! 67-65 Panthers. Now Davis wheels out, wheels in, kicks it out to the corner.
Another
shot
block.
Blocked by Zach Austin. Out of bounds. Carolina has eight to shoot. Zach Austin, the Skywalker.
Great call there by Bill Hillgrove.
Gotta love Hillgrove at age, what is he, 84? He still brings the enthusiasm, the knowledge, everything about it. Just great calls.
And as luck would have it, we have the Skywalker with us here on the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We have Zach Austin on the line. Zach, thanks for joining us, man. Congratulations on a great game.
Appreciate you having us, man. I mean, having me, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course. I mean, I've watched a ton. Everybody here has a ton of Pitt basketball. And that was one of the more memorable performances because I don't think I've seen a block party like that. You were swatting stuff left and right. Tell us about it. Have you gotten a lot of feedback, texts from people in your life since last night?
Yeah, a lot of people have been hitting me up, especially since it was against Carolina. Since I'm a Carolina kid, made a couple of people mad at home, but you know, it's H2P now.
Was there a favorite play from last night, the dunk or one block in particular? Because the dunk was great too.
I probably have to say I think the last block I got. No, the block before last, the one on the fast break. I think that was the best one.
Well,
the best play from last night.
Despite all of that and your flying circus around, you've hit some significant threes. That one against Ohio State, I would imagine, still trumps anything just because of when it came, how it. But man. To want the three, you put your hands in the air on the one that I think Lowe, you know, penetrated and hit you. You seem to be in a position or a mindset that I want the ball. I'm here. Give it to me.
Yeah, I mean, I trust my work. I mean, I've been putting a lot of work on my jumper, in the offseason, trying to make sure I'm more ready and prepared for catch and shoot situations. And then having a point guard like Lowe, he always going to find you. All I got to do is really just knock down a shot.
Zach, being a Carolina kid, and I know you've played North Carolina at Pitt before, but did you have an extra jump in your step late primetime game with the blackout Oakland Zoo section? Was there a little bit more energy around you in this game?
Yeah, I'd be lying to you if I said it wasn't some more energy, you know, because I'm a Carolina kid. I always want to, you know, go a little harder. against them type of teams, you know, raise my performance against them type of competition. So it was always fun playing, you know, good teams and, you know, changing back home, and then getting a dub is even sweeter.
Talking to Pitt's Zach Austin, coming off a big win last night in which he was spectacular on a national stage. That was really fun to watch. The guy that just asked you the question, Zach, his name is Austin Bechtold. He's the producer of the show, and he fancies himself quite the video game player. I think he does play NBA 2K. And mm-hmm. I just read a story on you from when you were at High Point. You said that you credited your shot-blocking abilities to a training method, which is watching and playing NBA 2K14, and you even said, I honestly think I'm the best 2K player in the world. Tell us about that and how you've used that to help your game.
I play 2K14. It's like an older game. It's like, 11 years old now. So I play my player. That's like the only thing you can play like by yourself since the servers are down. Just been playing my player for like 11 years, so I really just focus on just trying to fill the stat sheet up and just try to just do a lot of things that's like not normal. So I try to like take certain aspects of that and just, you know, apply it to my real game. And then when it comes to 2K14, I stand on that. Nobody in the world could beat me.
That's a challenge.
That's a big challenge.
That's a big challenge. Will you take on this guy, Zach?
I don't know if you really want that.
Oh.
I've never wanted to back down from a challenge. Do you like 2K? You like 2K14 better than 2K16? That was a pretty iconic game too.
2K16 is a great game. I think 2K14 for me, the nostalgic factor, and that was like the first real 2K I actually played for. So that's always going to hold a special place in my heart.
You know, everyone has a story, Zach, and I imagine you do too. And Jeff Hathorn was in here earlier talking to us about your number and how significant your number is to wear. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I wear the number 55 for my mom, who passed away in 2017. She was 55 and she passed from like heart failure. But I just play every play for her, and just want to keep her name alive, you know, through this game of basketball.
Have you seen this team grown, Zach, from a year ago to where you are now with the run towards making it to the ACC tournament and eventually March Madness?
I think everybody has made significant steps, you know, to be a better team. And, you know, like our motto is leave no doubt. So I think everybody is trying to prove why we should have made the tournament last year, and using that to fuel us to, you know, make the tournament this year. We was a little young last year, then we was a little inexperienced with me and Is just now getting to the ACC, then we had blow. You know, we was young. I think we learned a lot from last year, and we just going to keep using what we learned last year to keep winning games.
Pitt's Zach Austin on the line. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So, Zach, this has been an interesting season so far, and there's a story going around that after you guys had a rough patch lately, you lost four games in a row, and this is publicly known now, apparently, there was a players-only meeting. Who called it, and can you tell us anything about it? Like was it guys yelling at each other? What was it like?
Low called the meeting. It was kind of like right, you know, towards after the game against Florida State. You know, we just came to each other, you know. It wasn't no yelling or any back and forth or anything like that. You know, we had a civil conversation. We just want to get down to the root of the problems, you know, and get everybody on the same page so we can get back to win.
What did you guys agree on was the root of the problem?
Just putting our head down and work, playing harder, playing for each other. Just doing the little things to help us win, more 50-50 balls, you know, a little boxing out a little more, and just really communicating on the defensive end.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think we saw that in the second half of last night. What was the difference? You guys had given up 44 points in the first half, and I know they got hot at one point from the outside, but in the second half, even though they started the first couple of minutes hitting shots, you pretty much shut them down completely to the point where they only got 21 total points in the second half. Was that part of your discussion at halftime, and what changed?
Yeah, that was a big part of talking at half. We knew that it was a good offensive team. You know, they run 4 guards. They're going to run the court, you know, get the ball out and try to push it. And I think some of the ball screen things they was doing was really messing up our coverage. So we just decided to switch everything. And then we didn't have to worry about, you know, we had to stay out of rotations. We didn't have to worry about that anymore. We just had to sit down and just guard the yard, you know. And I think we did that, you know, to the best of our abilities in the second half. And they got the result that we got.
Zach, I watch a lot of basketball, NBA, and college, and I don't know that I see too many guys in a game block threes the way you did. It seems like, especially in the pros, it's like, oh, did he jump into the guy's space? They're just waiting to call fouls on that. I don't want you to give away any secrets, but how do you get out to block a three without invading the shooter's space, without risking a foul call? I mean, that was incredible.
I really don't know. I just jump and just put my arms up and just hopefully I can get a piece of the ball without, you know, invading his personal space, his landing space, so I don't get a foul. I think just playing hard. That's really all I can say. I just jump and try to block the shot.
But it seemed like you jumped to the side of the guy,
right,
and still blocked,
right,
it. That's what it looked like. Right?
Yeah, I try to do that as much as I can. Because, you know, you put a fingertip on a guy and they shoot a jump shot, they're going to call a foul. So I try to stay out.
Exactly.
I try to stay out the way.
Zach, a lot of people are calling you one of the most athletic players that have played at Pitt over the last 15 to 20 years. What's your relationship like with Coach Capel, and what's he like in some of those waning moments in the last 5 minutes of games to help will you guys to victory?
I appreciate people saying I'm one of the most athletic people, but I don't know if I'm up there with Sam Young. I done seen some couple dunks that Sam Young did, and I don't know if I can do those. But me and Kate's relationship is great. You know, he's a North Carolina guy too as well. So he's just telling me go out there and make a play. Him and JC, they just say go out there, be you, you know, run around, you know, make an impact. That's the main thing. Make an impact, be consistent, lay your head on the defensive end.
I love the fact that you've looked at Sam Young highlights. He had the greatest pump fake in college basketball history.
Everybody thought he traveled or jumped.
Last summer he got us with some pump fakes. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh. Oh, that's good.
I like that. And then have you also seen highlights of dunks by Julius Page against Georgetown? And, of course, Jerome Lane when he shattered the backboard. Can you do that? Would you try that in a game to take down the whole thing?
They done fixed the backboard.
Yeah, you can't do it anymore.
Impossible?
It's not going to happen, no.
It's not. I don't know. It might not be impossible, but.
That's a goal. I can tell.
Give it a try. Give it a shot.
Send it in, Zach. Send it in.
I like that.
Right, well, let me ask you about your vertical leap. First of all, what is it? And second of all, how do you get it to be that whatever it is? And I ask this as someone who's trying to increase his. I can't get off the ground too much.
Bob's vertical is 1 inch.
Let's not go there, Joe. Go ahead.
I think it's upper 30s, low 40s maybe. I don't really know off the top of my head. But I really ain't do much to work in my – I wasn't always, like, this athletic, especially in high school. I think that's part of the reason why I was a late bloomer. It came as I grew up, but I really didn't do nothing. I was just hooping every day, running around, I ain't never asked my peoples for a ride. I always used to walk everywhere, so I think that helped the Cavs, yeah. Help the bounce.
That reminds me of something else from your story. It almost had like a Michael Jordan feel to it because you played on the JV team for 2 years in high school before you even made varsity. Mm-hmm. Like, what kept you, sticking to it and working? And I imagine at that time you probably weren't thinking you were going to play Division I ball, were you?
Not really. Growing up, I really wasn't like a sports guy. Like, I was a wrestling fan. Like, I always wanted to be like in the WWE. And then I came to middle school. I started off playing football, and one of my friends was like, "Let's play basketball." I had never played basketball before, so I tried it in middle school. But I really didn't get on a team until eighth grade. That was my first time playing like organized basketball, and that was only 8 games. So,
wow.
Favorite personality WWE would be who?
I'm like John Cena in 05.
You know what? Carolina thinks you're more like The Undertaker. You just came out of nowhere and just all of a sudden blocked everything in sight and they have no chance.
Mm.
Well, that would be interesting.
Limits, you should introduce this guy to Donnie Football. He's a big wrestling
Donnie
guy.
And Muller would love the wrestling conversation.
Zach.
Hey, I'm a...
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying I'm a big wrestling guy.
So down the road, would you ever rule that out if there was a place? You have to go through training for that. I know a lot of guys who've done that.
Yeah, I think that time has passed.
Really. Okay.
Well, Zach, we really appreciate the time. It was a memorable performance last night, and I have a feeling you guys have more of those in you. Thank you for joining
us.
Yeah,
thanks, Zach. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
See you, man. That was fantastic, Bob.
What a nice guy, huh? Works hard, late bloomer, never stops, and now here he is, one of the more significant games that we've seen in recent years.
I really enjoyed that conversation. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking was brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Bob, I'll see you tomorrow. City Limits, I'll see you tomorrow. You did a wonderful job with the show today, I have to say that.
I appreciate it, and I leave you guys with this.
Zach Austin! And Zach Buzzer! Austin! Zach Austin!
Oh my! Yell it from the hills!
Win it!
See you tomorrow,
See
Bob.
See you guys. Good night.
See ya.